is our returning champion, Brad Nedrud from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Brad play for a fashion shopping spree valued at $5,000. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Peugeot valued at $21,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on sale of the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Brad Nedrud. Hello there, Brad.
Hello, Jim.
Again, our congratulations winning the championship on the last show.
Oh, thank you.
Won with $90. Jay was talking about that shopping spree. It costs $175 here on Sale of the Century, so you need a win with just $85 more, and you could have that.
That'd be great.
All right, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, good luck. Fine new champion here to win a deuce, I'm sure. A couple of fine challengers is Summer Bartholomew. There's your favorite red, right?
My favorite red.
Whom did you bring us, Medea?
This contestant, or I should say, she looks for executive material from Los Angeles, California. Here's Lauren Sternberg.
Hi there, Lauren.
He's a real career man from Sherman Oaks, California. A big hello to Bill Ryan.
Hello there, Bill. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Bill, you are a real career man.
Yes, sir. I've had five different careers.
Really?
A naval officer, an advertising executive, general manager of a radio station, a management consultant, and now I'm a contractor, and I like it best because I wear old blue jeans and work boots and drive a pickup truck.
Well, it sounds like to do five different careers, you had to be good at all of them, though. Nice to have you here with us, Bill.
Thank you.
Lauren, you look for executive material.
Yes, Jim, I do. I'm an executive recruiter, and I help my client companies fill their executive and their technical positions.
Oh, well, you know, Bill alone could work. He could be a whole business for you.
We might work out a deal after the show.
All right. Nice to have you all here. Good luck. $20 starts you off, and we'll get into the match with this. According to the title of a Burt Reynolds movie, where was the best little whorehouse? Brad?
In Texas.
That's right. $5 for the correct answer. Brad goes to 25. Obviously, the tenor of this show is going to be very uplifting with that first question. How much money is two bits? Brad?
25 cents.
25 cents it is. Two in a row for the champion. He goes to 30. Name the city governed by Mayor Thomas Bradley. Brad?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles it is. Three in a row for the champion. Meet this popular adage. When it rains, Lauren.
It pours.
This time you beat him to the buzzer. Yes, indeed. And Lauren goes to 25. This tasty French pastry is an oblong cream puff. Brad?
An eclair.
With a chocolate glaze on top. Nice anticipation. It is indeed an eclair. Brad hits the $40 mark. And it's time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead, as you know, can buy bargain merchandise. Brad, already a $15 lead and the opportunity to buy these.
Brad, you'd be a real heel not to buy this instant bargain. Maine Wood shoes for walking in the woods or anywhere. Handcrafted shoes made with prime American leather linings and uppers. Furnished by Maine Woods and is normally priced at $500. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
You and your puns, you'd be a real heel, huh? Oh. Geppetto, your kid with the long nose, was outside playing. Brad, you've got a $15 lead, $500 worth of shoes. You would still have a big $10 lead. So for $500, for $5, I give you $100 in cash to go with it. Going once, going twice, and no sale on the shoes.
My wife has about $800 in shoes, I think.
Oh. And you don't want to add to that, huh?
I don't want to encourage her.
Okay. We're back with this. Ben Kingsley won an Oscar for his portrayal. Lauren?
Gandhi.
That's exactly who it was. And Lauren pulls it within 10 of Brad. What giant corporation has a name that begins and ends in X? Lauren?
Xerox.
Xerox it is. Two in a row for Lauren, and she's within $5 of the champion. According to its title, what kind of new world was described in Aldous? Lauren?
Brave.
Aldous Huxley's novel, Brave, is exactly right. Brave New World, and Lauren pulls into a tie with Brad. Well, come on, Bill, maybe you'll start to make a move now. $10 money card will be on the board as we play the Fame Game for control of that Fame Game board. Famous person. I was born in Iowa in 1918 with the name Esther Pauline Friedman and had fun in school. Lauren?
Dear Abby.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 40. We're playing for control of the board. We'll clear the board, continue for Bill and Brad. Was born with the name Esther Pauline Friedman, had fun in school exchanging places with my identical twin sister, Pauline Esther. But once out of school, we became one another's fiercest professional competitors. In 1955, I began writing a column in the Chicago Sun-Times. Brad? Don't say anything now. Bill, you've got the rest of the question to yourself. Big break. Soon after, my sister began a similar column. I am now syndicated in more than 1,000 newspapers, a few more than my sister. She writes under the name Dear Abby, while I am Ann... What?
Landers.
Yes, indeed. I thought you weren't going to say it there for a moment. I can understand Lauren making that mistake. Esther Pauline and Pauline Esther, and she went for the wrong sister. And Bill, you can take advantage of it now. You've got control. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the number 7.
You stop that light on that $10 money card. We'll add it to your score. We lock that in. Right away, he's hitting it. And no, you missed the $10 money card, but we do have behind number 6.
Tires, the Jetson Steel Radio, made with 2 steel belts for riding safety and durability, furnished by Jetson Hoffman Tire Company.
A full set of tires.
I just had to buy a new one yesterday. I had a flat.
But okay. I hope you didn't buy it yet, did you?
Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
Well, when he gets that 5-wheel car, he's going to be really in good shape. We'll be right back. He's good with it. Gambit is almost halfway to that fabulous $5,000 shopping spree, but he must win. And right now, he and Lauren are in a tie, and Bill, who's got a lot of tires, is trailing by 4 questions. Back with us. At a recent banquet, you were served a delicacy known as squab. Brad?
Pigeon.
That's what you ate, pigeon. Somehow squab sounds better. Brad goes back into the lead by 5. Maurice Chevalier sang about a woman whose name seemed to be whispered by every little breeze. Brad?
Annie.
No. Every little breeze seemed to whisper Annie. No, Louise, Louise. And you take a backward step, losing 5, and again in a tie with Lauren. What special term does a ship captain use for nautical miles per hour? Lauren.
Knots.
Yes, indeed, and Lauren goes back into the lead by 5. What color dye comes from the plant indigo? Brad.
Purple.
No, I'm sorry. It is specifically blue by definition, and you lose 5 down to 35. And that's a break for you, Lauren. You've got a $10 lead now, and I think we've got something that might interest you.
Oh, Lauren, add a little sparkle to your life from Kremitz Jewelry with this delicately beautiful 14-karat gold necklace designed with sapphires and diamonds. A very special necklace furnished by Kremitz Jewelry. And it's normally priced at $700, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Beautiful necklace, gorgeous gold necklace with diamonds, $700 would look great on you, Lauren.
Oh, Jim, you know how to tempt a woman. That is gorgeous, but I can't.
Why? Huh? Why not? What can't you not? I'll tell you what, Lauren, let me help you. Not $11, $10. You'd be in a tie with Brad. How is that for tempting you? Going once?
That's really tough.
Going twice?
That's something.
No sale. I know how to tempt him. Doesn't do me any good, but Lauren eggs onto the $10 lead. It's the story of my life. Back with us. What horse-like mythological creature has a single spiral-shaped Lauren?
Unicorn.
Horn on its forehead. It is indeed the unicorn. Good anticipation. Lauren with a $15 lead over the champion. Teddy Roosevelt gave us the sage advice. Speak softly, Brad.
And carry a big stick.
That's exactly what it is, Brad. Back to the $40 mark. The largest city in Texas is named for a former Texas governor. Brad.
Houston.
That's right. Sam Houston it is, and Brad pulls within $5 of line. What unit of measure is indicated by 550 foot-pounds, Brad? 550 foot-pounds of work per second. That is horsepower. That's and right. Brad loses 5 back down to 40. What religion founded on the precepts of self-healing was founded by Mary Baker Eddy? Lauren.
Christian Science.
Christian Science it is, and Lauren goes to 55. Yes, indeed. Talking about Christian Science, Milton Berle once converted to Christian Science from Judaism, and that prompted a Jewish colleague to comment about Berle, "Our loss is their loss." Ooh, we'll be right back. Well, one of our challengers, Lauren Sternberg, turned down some jewelry. She wanted the lead, and she's got it. It's a $15 lead over the champion right now, and we are back with a fame game. We'll add a $15 money card, 2 of them up there to shoot for as we look for a famous thing. We are a family of plants. There are more than 1,000 varieties of us, mostly found in North America. Because we are well suited to places with little rainfall, we are common in the arid regions. Lauren?
Cactus.
Of the American Southwest, cactus is exactly what it is. Nice job on that one. Well, we'll add that $15 money card as promised. Where is it, Summer?
Behind number 9.
All right, two of them up there to shoot for, and we lock them into your buzzer now, Lauren. Good luck.
Come on.
Yes! Right on a $15 money card. We add that to Lauren's score, and she vaults into a $30 lead over the champion. Back to business with all three of you and this. In 1968, what nation seized the U.S. Navy ship, the Pueblo? Brad?
Korea.
That's right, North Korea to be specific. Korea acceptable, and Brad goes to 45. From the Latin meaning to carve, this art form involves shaping figures, Lauren?
Scrimshaw.
No. By chiseling, molding, or casting, very simply, that is sculpture. Oh. And from the Latin for to carve, sculpture. And Lauren loses 5, down to 65, still a $20 lead. According to the James Fenimore Cooper title, an Indian named Uncas was the last, Brad?
Of the Mohicans.
That's exactly right, and Brad goes to 50, making it closer. But Lauren, you have a $15 lead. With a $15 lead, Lauren, can we interest you in this?
Lauren, it's the picture of home entertainment. This video cassette recorder with 12-button, 108-channel compatible tuner, 7-day, one-event programmable timer, and can be used as a portable VCR, furnished by Sharp. Plus an entertainment center, a beautiful oak cabinet to house your TV and stereo equipment. Functional and decorative with leaded glass windows from the Antique Guild. This entertainment pair is normally priced at $1,278, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Lauren, you're laughing.
I'm weakening. Yep. I like that a lot.
Oh, good. Well, that's very nice. I mean, look at how compact that is, and look at how beautiful the piece of
that
furniture
is. Nice. That is nice. I like that a lot, but I'm going to give the champion a run for his money.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Oh, speaking of money, Lauren, you've got a $15 lead, so you can have the VCR and the beautiful cabinet for $15, not $16. You'd be in a tie with the champion. And I will make it an over $1,500 bargain by giving you $300 in cash to go with it. $1,578 bargain, you'd be in a tie with the champion. Going once, going twice, no sale, no. She wants that championship. We'll find out if she gets it right after this. Couldn't touch you, hello. Our champion, Brad Nedrud, needs just $85 in the win for those fashions, but right now he is in second place. He's been pushed all day, and it is Lauren at 65, the champion Brad at 50, Bill Nutt Adam at 25. A lot of questions as we get back to it with this. In what European capital city would you find journalists congregating on Fleet Street? Brad.
London.
London is right. Champion goes in within $10 of Lauren. In 1814, what future president led his troops to victory at the Battle of New Orleans? Brad.
Jackson.
That's right, Colonel Andrew Jackson it is, and Brad pulls it within 5 of Lauren. The actor who played Colonel Potter on TV's MASH is Harry, Brad?
Potter,
No. Morgan, Harry Morgan. Morgan. Take a backward step, losing 5. Lauren has a $10 lead as we go to the third and final fame game. A famous person. I am a writer born in 1805. My tales are among the most widely read stories in literature. I wrote with wisdom, simplicity, and sly humor. Many of my stories have serious moral meanings for adults. They can be classified as folk tales, such as The Tinderbox, biographical, like The Ugly Duckling, human faults, Brad?
Hans Christian Andersen.
That's exactly who it is, Hans Christian Andersen. And the champion gets control of the board. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind number 3.
So two of them up there. Lauren found one. Can you? We lock it into your buzzer, Brad. Good luck.
Let's go 3.
Well, you found a $10 money card. And we add that to your score. It more than helps, Brad. It puts you and Lauren in a dead tie. As we finish up the game with a speed round, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Lauren and Brad both at 65, Bill at 20. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What is the capital city of Wisconsin? Bill?
Time.
What kind of dance would you do to the Blue Danube? Lauren?
Waltz.
Right. What relationship to you is your uncle's daughter? Brad?
Your cousin.
Right. For what does the B stand in Lyndon B. Johnson?
Brad. Baines.
Right. What country is home to a grape-producing region called Alsace-Lorraine?
Bill. France.
Right. Name the actor who had the title role in the TV show Archie's Place. Bill.
Carol O'Connor.
Right. Name the infectious disease transmitted by the bite of a mad dog. Lauren.
Rabies.
Right. What state is the home of Harvard University? Bill.
Massachusetts.
Right. In Monopoly, how much do you get for passing go? Brad.
$200.
Right. In what city was a huge fire supposedly started by Mrs. O'Leary's Brad?
Chicago.
Right. What singing group launched its victory tour in 1984? Brad.
The Jacksons.
Right. What name is given to the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Brad.
The Bill of Rights.
Right. On March 6, 1836, what San Antonio mission fell to Mexican? Bill.
The Alamo.
Time is up, and Brad, with a great speed round, has won it. We'll give you that last one, Bill. Congratulations, a great speed round for the champion who was trailing almost all day and came back to win it. Back to Brad in just a moment. And the one that was missed, no one hit the buzzer on the capital city of Wisconsin. That is Madison. Madison, Wisconsin. Got to say goodbye to Bill and the Lauren. And Bill, you've got yourself some lovely tires and with the cash in front of you, $335. Thank you for joining us and good luck with whatever the next job is going to be, right? I think you found the one you want now.
You betcha.
And Lauren, you pushed the champion all day and almost pulled it out. I guess in retrospect, if you'd known how it was going to turn out, doggone it, you could have picked up some of those goodies.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Continued good work with your looking for the best executive
Thank
for the best
much.
Job. Cash in front of you, of course, is yours.
Thank you.
But Brad came out on top, and again, he's going shopping with me. Come on, Brad. Here we go. Well, Brad, congratulations. Took a good speed round to do it, and you really came on strong in that speed round.
That speed round counts.
And now you have $185 in your bank account. So with that $185, just say yes, you can buy this.
The focus is on glamour with this stunning ladies' wardrobe. Choose from the latest in fashion, ladies' apparel that combines color and style to suit your fashion tastes. Yours with a gift certificate from Ted Lapidus. Normally priced at $5,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
A very lovely prize. Take your wife to that store, great store, and just let her go crazy. $5,000 worth. A lovely prize. You easily can afford it. So you can take that $5,000 shopping spree and leave us. Or you can decide to play on. And remember that everything changes on the next show. So you think about your decision for a moment, and we'll take time out, and then we'll be right back. Back with our champion, Brad Nedrud. And when I said things are going to change, I mean things are going to change. We have a very exciting change to talk about. Some of you may be familiar with our winner's board. Some of you may not. But with the winner's board, at any day, at any time, somebody can hit a car. There is $10,000 in cash. There's always a big cash jackpot. The big thing with the winner's board, and we are going to the winner's board on our next show, is that every time you win, regardless of how much money you have, you are going to get a big, big grand prize every day. If you haven't seen the winner's board, you will see it. It's self-explanatory on the next show. But what is not self-explanatory is that, Brad, you have a couple of choices. You can take that $5,000 fashions and leave us. Or if you want to come back and face that winner's board, we will give you the fashions because you are entitled to it at this level. I told you, you get a prize when you win with that winner's board. You can have that $5,000 worth of fashions. You can come back, try to win again, and if you do, you'll be the first one to face that winner's board. But what are you going to do?
I'll come back, but I'll take the fashions.
Somehow, I think he's going to take the fashions. Absolutely. He's got $5,000 worth of fashions. He faces the winner's board. I mean, I know you're going to love that winner's board. And when Brad comes back, he will already have in his pocket to keep no risk $5,514 in cash and prizes. And we'll see you and the winner's board next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
Great time to win.
Oh,
yeah. I am a lucky guy.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. Tale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Jay Stewart speaking. Tale of the Century is a Red Strandy production.